Hi, how are you? Today I am sitting down with Kaylee. She is my new assistant coach, and she's going to be helping out with all future clients that are coming on board with management. And she also specializes in a few things that I'm going to do continue learning on as well. But do you want to share with them your whole background and everything like that?
Yeah, sure, totally. So basically, I started in the fitness industry in 2019, and I started as a cycle instructor, and then I got my group fitness certification from there. And from there, I became a PT certified through NASM, and then a nutritionist. And then I also specialize in behavior change, and also I have some recovery specializations and some like TRX specializations, things like that. So kind of just a little bit of everything, but I kind of got into it because I had a not so great experience with a personal trainer and I wanted to make sure everybody that I came in contact with never had that experience. So,
I love that. I like the TRX specialization. I want to take that
yes,
and
I
get one in
love it. Oh my
my new.
gosh. Yeah, I love it. I have it set up in my garage and I actually probably need to change it because it's the beam is moving when I use it. And I'm like, you know what? As a certified instructor, and that's probably not a good idea for that to be that way.
Definitely. So today, Kaylee and I are going to walk through getting over a summer roadblock. Right now, we are in the summer challenge. We're more than halfway through, and we know that journeys look like this. So we thought it would be the perfect time to kind of just dig in to whatever's stopping you from reaching the goals that you set a few months ago and really get you to the end of the summer challenge and be really proud of your progress. But before we jump into that, just a little curious, what was that story with your old personal trainer?
Oh gosh, that was such a mess. Oh my goodness. I had
Was
such a bad
it
experience. Say it again.
in person?
Yes, yeah. So I hired this trainer. I really wanted to like get a handle on my fitness, and I had been working out since I was like 16, but I had like recently got married and gained a little weight and was having just bad body image issues. So that wasn't good either. And so I went to this trainer. Like paid him everything. I should have known because like his first thing was like, oh, it's a little bit cheaper if you pay cash. That should have been like my first red flag.
Sketchy.
And yeah. And then he like disappeared. Like I gave him money, he disappeared. He came back later and was like, oh yeah, sorry, I had to go into like a recovery type thing, which I totally understand. Like, but it was just a really rough like thing. So he gave me a full meal plan, which he was not certified to do, like at all. And then I trained with him like twice, and it was just super sketchy, wasn't helpful, but it was helpful in that this is what I do now. So
Yeah, it was a learning experience. So that's good.
exactly. It got me here, so I can't even be mad about it.
I don't like in-person training that much. I mean, I did it myself when I had my own, but I feel like the connection you can make with someone online is like very different, you know?
Yeah. I feel like you can be more of a friend when you're talking to them all the time versus just seeing them twice a week, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, let's jump into the first one. So the first thing that Kaylee and I wrote down is parties, peer pressure, events, those are all things going on in the summertime. So, how to kind of get through that and have a good mindset to where you can still enjoy those events and those parties, but still reach your goals, see progress, and not have that all or nothing approach. So, each day when you're approaching something like a party, you're having that 1% better mindset. So, do you have a tip for, let's say, someone has lined up for the next 3 weeks, like a bachelorette party, a birthday party, a baby shower. You know, there's alcohol, there's food that is outside of our meal ideas, meal plans that we have on the app. What would you recommend them doing if it was like back to back to back?
I think like the biggest thing is just plan, plan, plan. So pick your non-negotiable that you're like, I really want to enjoy this thing at this event. And that you plan around that. So if it's like there's going to be cake at the bachelorette and you know that the bakery is phenomenal that they're getting the cake from and you want a piece of cake, make sure you track that. Like plan ahead, pick the thing that you're really excited about and then plan around your goals that way would probably be my top.
Yeah. And when it comes to a cake or something general like that, when we're tracking in Chronometer, it's really simple to just type in like general cake and maybe it's a sixth of a slice and you can eyeball that, but it's
Right.
better than not doing it at all. Like, of course, it's not going to be completely accurate on the dot, but it's better to just do that to like still build the habit of doing that. And of course, we have a free meal every single week. Once a week, I want you to just track a day of normal and then have whatever you want to indulge in to help curb those cravings and so you can enjoy a date or a party. So if you want to allocate that to that meal, then that's totally cool too. But the day prior, or like the day prior and the half day before that, you track as normal, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I think too, making sure you plan ahead like that and put it in chronometer stops that kind of habit that I feel like a lot of people have, and I've done it before, where you don't track something and then you're like, well, nothing counts that I do at this party. So it doesn't, like, you get into that all or nothing mindset, and you want to avoid that for sure.
Just because you don't put it in the app doesn't mean it doesn't count.
Exactly.
And I think the same goes for our next one, which was talking about alcohol, is pre-planning. And I don't advise more than 3 to 4 drinks per week. So if you want to just save all 4 drinks for that event, I would do that. Try to go for clearer, the better. So tequila sodas, vodka sodas, seltzers. If you don't know what they're having or they're only having wine, maybe you just like sneak a few of your own in. I don't
Right.
know. Whatever goes your way. But
Plan,
just,
plan, plan.
yeah, once we go over that 3 to 4 drink mark, decisions don't get made as smartly as they would have, you know?
Yep, exactly. I totally agree. Prosecco is another really great one because I think that's like 90 cals for a one glass. So that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.